I think we'll find out. I feel confident that we'll be a resilient group and be able to bounce back. But time will tell. It's easy to sit here and talk about it, but hopefully we can go out and do something about it. You know, I don't sense it. I think it's still early in the season, and I know everyone's ready to hit the panic button, but there's a lot of football left to be played. And I think guys lead differently. Sometimes getting in a guy's face and yelling at him is really false and phony. That's not always the best way to lead. Sometimes you got to be about it instead of talking about it. So for us, we can sit back and say, you know, give a great speech, get rah-rah and all that. It's about playing better football. Simple as that.
Let me play the
No question. I think it depends on the situation. It depends on the guy. It depends on your relationship with the guy. Obviously, all those factors come into play. But there are different ways to lead. Some guys are more vocal guys, and other guys just go out and do their job just a little bit better. So who knows? Maybe we'll see a little bit of all that this week. You know, I think as a leader in my unit, we just try to continue to do and focus on our jobs. And then when it comes to offensively and defensively, I think it's about lifting guys up. You know, at this time in the year, with the way things have gone, there's so much negativity. You know, there's got to be a positive voice. And I think for me, it's important to remain positive with those guys. We still believe in everybody on this team. We still believe we have a good competitive football team. You know, we don't need to beat ourselves down. We need to stay upbeat and keep working. You know, I think Scott O'Brien has played a big role in that. I can't say whether or not I'm better. That's not up to me to say. But my goal is to continue to work at my craft, continue to hone it in, continue to just try to strive for greatness. And I think as a unit, that's what we do. As a unit, we want to be great. We have a lot of competitive players that want to excel and take a lot of pride in what we do. And I think that's what's made us successful. He's doing a great job. He has a feel for the game, a better feel. He's playing with a lot of confidence, and he's giving us all a chance to have success. I mean, it really starts with him and Danny doing their job for the rest of us to be able to do our job. So, you know, definitely encouraged with where we are as a group there. But there's still room for improvement within our unit as well. So we've got to look for ways to make ourselves better as well. Excited and interested to see how we're going to respond. You know, I truly believe that we'll respond with a lot of mental toughness and competitiveness. We've got a lot of competitive guys on this team, and no one backs down from a challenge. But I'm curious to see how we're going to respond. You know, we're in an unfamiliar spot, and we've got to do something about it. So, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and give you guys – you know, I feel statements and give you assessments, but at the end of the day, it comes down to us playing on Sunday. Does it bother you?